can your daddy come home?
A little Dwight Yoakam on a Monday and a Veterans Day, and good morning to you on this 11th day of November. Hope your weekend was good for you. A big salute, a big country music hee-haw salute to our veterans today. Thank you so much. Veterans, we appreciate you so much. And many different ways that people have served our country. So thank you. And we'll have observances at schools and universities all across the country today, including here. We got the Legion, the annual Legion steak feed at the Legion Hall here in Park Falls. So many activities in observance of that today. Had a busy weekend here. We traveled. I was down in Wisconsin Dells and Baraboo over the weekend. Big bags event down there. And it's a true sign. I realized as I was traveling to this event and a two-night hotel stay, I realized that a sign that you're getting old, a true sign that you're getting old, is when someone says, oh, we're going to stay in a hotel. If you find joy in that, you are still young. If the first thing that comes to mind when someone says, yeah, we're going to stay in so-and-so hotel, your first, a list of things run through your mind when you get older. Well, how nice of a hotel is it? Is there going to be anybody next door that's making loud noises? Is it a clean hotel? Am I going to remember to bring everything with? There's just a list of things as you get older to provide a comfort level. Because you're looking for, in a one room, if you break down a basic hotel room, it's like taking your life and just putting it into a little miniature box is what it is. I mean, it's the kitchen, the living room, it's the bathroom's over there, kind of. So everything's just right there. And it's interesting. I'll be honest with you. If I never had to stay in a hotel again the rest of my life, I'd be all right with that. I'd be all right. Maybe a big fancy one with a suite, but still there's that whole process of making that the suitcase. You know, did you remember? Did you bring your toothbrush? Did you gonna bring everything with? I don't. You know, things we do in the morning to get ready for the day, we don't think about it. You know, but now all of a sudden we're asked to think about everything that you do. Well, what do you do in the morning? Well, see, I brush my teeth, I comb my hair, I go blah, 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 blah. So everything I do, I got to grab that and put it over here and there. It's a lot. Hope your weekend was good. By the way, speaking of travels over the weekend, I'd like to thank all the folks who do the wonderful construction of stuff in our area, you know, buildings. It's amazing how they can do this stuff. But I would like to just make one request. That when you're making these beautiful facilities and you're repaving the roads and designing it, enough with the dead end roads. All right, the roads where, you know, your GPS may not know where you're going, and you definitely don't know where you're going when you're in a strange area, and you make that turn down a certain area. Like there's a Walmart here, and you think, well, I'm going to exit here, and then you go down about 300-400 feet, and all of a sudden, it just ends. There's just like a barricade and just boom. There's one of those at the Walmart in Medford. There's one of those. And I know the road is there for future development. I get it. I know why it's there. But there should be like a sign that just says, hey, dum-dum, this isn't the exit. Or something close to that anyway. So you don't have to go and like turn around, make that U-turn down there and turn around. Little things drive us nuts. What else here? Oh, by the way, I experienced something over the weekend that I have not experienced since before the pandemic. This is probably 5 years. My son and I traveled quite a bit in the last couple of years all over the country. And for the first time in about 5 years, I experienced, and it shocked me a little bit, I experienced room service at a hotel. And I'm not talking where they come and like bring you like a steak or something. I'm just talking about where you leave for the day. And then you come back at night, and somebody came in your room and took the dirty towel out of the bathroom and wiped down the counter and stuff like that. That hasn't happened, and it doesn't happen at most hotels anymore. Most places say, you know, basically, in so many words, they just say, you're on your own, pal. You figure it out. If you need something, give us a call, but we're not coming in your room. And it was kind of weird, actually, to think somebody was in my room. someone was in my room, and they didn't really clean a lot. They just like grabbed a towel, they wiped something down, and that was about it. So it was a Best Western. I don't think the Motel 6s are doing that yet, but so that was kind of weird over the weekend. So maybe that's coming back again. What else? The game, the Packers were fortunate, I think, not to be playing this weekend because there was a lot of weird stuff going on in the National Football League this weekend. The Ravens, they held on to beat the Bengals. That was a crazy 35-34 game. The Carolina Panthers beat the Giants. That was a yawner game. We didn't care about that. But the Patriots defense is good. They just don't have an offense, but they managed to score enough against the Bears. So the Bears are thinking, well, this is a game we're going to win. We're going to be 5-4. We're going to be right in the playoff hunt. And then the old goose laid the egg, and the Bears, I don't know why a goose, but anyway, the Bears lost. And they only scored 3 points. So, I mean, you get a rookie quarterback, games like that are going to happen. Caleb Williams is going to be fun. He's going to be a fun quarterback to watch. It takes a little bit to get it going. But the Bears probably aren't going to be a playoff team this year. But they're there. They're competitive. But the Patriots beat them 19-3. That was a bad loss. That was probably a playoff hope denting loss right there. Not ending, but a dent anyway. What else? The Bills went on the road, beat the Colts, and the Broncos had the Chiefs beat, but you knew Patrick Mahomes would find a way. And then the Bills had a field goal to win it, or the Broncos, rather, had a field goal to win it, and they missed that. It wasn't a long field goal either, and the Chiefs escaped. They're 9-0. Should have lost that game. Kirk Cousins does Kirk Cousins things. He puts up really big numbers, but when it comes, it wasn't just him. It seems like a pattern, some quarterbacks. Teams, whatever it may be, but Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, they lose at New Orleans. That was a bad loss. So Falcons now are on the playoff edge looking in. The 49ers won at Tampa Bay. There's a couple of teams in the middle of the road there, but the 49ers, I think, are the team that if someone's going to beat the Lions in the playoffs, when the 49ers get healthy, they're going to be a team that's probably going to give the Lions a pretty good run. The Steelers win at the Commanders. That was a bad loss for the Commanders, but a couple of good teams there. That was a good game. The Vikings laid a royal egg. I mean, they went on the road at Jacksonville, and Sam Darnold threw 3 interceptions. The Vikings did not score a touchdown. They scored 4 field goals. And if Mac Jones wasn't quarterbacking the Jaguars, the Vikings would have lost that game because Mac Jones had a rough day. He was, 17? And I don't know what he was, but he wasn't good. So the Vikings win. They find a way somehow. And they win it. The Chargers won at home over the Titans. That was a good win for the Chargers. The Eagles win at the Cowboys. If Jerry Jones says he's not one of those owners who fires people in the middle of a season, and that's probably good news for Mike McCarthy because most teams would have fired him. They have a lot of injuries, the Cowboys do. Their defense is decimated by injuries, and they're not deep enough, and it's not good. And Mike McCarthy will not be coaching that team next year. The Cardinals at home, they ended Aaron Rodgers' dream of being in the playoffs and making a playoff run because the Jets are 3-7. They're out. Even 11-7, even if they win out their last 8 games, it's not going to, well, 7 games. Is it 17 games or 8? I lose track. But the Aaron Rodgers' career is most likely over also, I would guess. And the Lions last night, this is how good the Lions are. 5 interceptions by Jared Goff. 5 interceptions, but they still win in Houston against the Texans. Lions are the real deal right now. We got a long way to go in this season. I mean, the teams can change due to injuries and stuff like that, but that was an impressive defensive performance by the Lions to keep that team in the game. It was 23-7, I believe, at the half. The Texans were up. And then the Lions came out, and they weren't letting the Texans do anything in that second half. That was an impressive win. Maybe, I don't want to say a division-clinching win, but that was a huge win when you went on the road in a game that you probably are expecting, we're probably not going to win that game when you look at the schedule. So the Lions jump out to 8-1 now, and they've beaten both the Vikings and the Packers. So they've got the tiebreaker there already. So some good NFL games over the weekend, and I hope you had a good weekend. All the stuff going on around the world continues. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. See, NASCAR legend Bobby Allison passed away over the weekend. He was 86. For those of you who watch like the cars take left turns, around the track. Going to be a windy, windy day today. More on that weather to come. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports at 7:36. Let's get you updated right now. All right, BP Brad Paisley at 98Q Country. I see Team Seal is going to be doing an alumni hockey game again this year. Very popular event over the Christmas break. So if you're an alumni of Team Seal Hockey, check with your cohorts there and be sure you're in on that big event. I think December 28th, I believe, is the official day. A little bit breezy out there this morning, but should turn out to be a little better this afternoon, less breezy anyway. Temperatures in that 45-50 range for the rest of the week. My wife pointed something out the other day. Of course, shopping for food is very stressful right now because prices are just crazy. I mean, just they're just insane right now. When you talk about the cost of beef and all that stuff, and just a box of cereal, a bag of Doritos, all that stuff is just crazy priced, and drives my wife crazy. She does most of the shopping, but she did point out to me the other day where she was having a box of cereal or whatever. I had purchased some cereal, and she just randomly said to me, and this is why I love my wife, she's just so funny, she just randomly said, "Whatever happened to prizes in the cereal boxes?" Remember that? And my first inclination was, well, somebody probably swallowed one and they sued somebody and then they stopped. And she was like, "This." My wife's like, "Nobody's going to swallow a prize. They were too big. They were usually wrapped in something." But that's true. They used to put coupons on the box or inside the box. And of course, we still do coupons, but we don't do the box cardboard coupons, I don't think, much anymore. But the general prize is inside the cereal box. And I told my wife, I said, maybe we're just older now. I said, I'm buying the brand cereal now. I mean, they're not putting a Pokemon toy inside of a brand cereal, for gosh sakes. And she's like, no, I look. She said, I look for, I don't know if she's actually physically shopping for the toys that are inside the boxes. But I don't know, maybe they are out there. Maybe Greg Gunderson can confirm that there are prizes inside of cereal boxes, and this old man is just missing the correct cereal box. Is there any truth to that?
You know, I'll tell you what. I actually don't know if they still are a thing. I feel like I've seen download codes, like go online and watch this episode. You can plug your code in and get free access to this episode.
Me started with the plug-in codes.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I think I don't want to create a controversy here, but I think I might have been the target audience for the peak of cereal box freebies.
Mm-hmm.
We got computer games.
Oh.
Just a couple times, but I remember specifically an actual CD that went into our Windows 98 Dell that came in a box that was bigger than my bed.
Yeah.
And they were playable games. I remember playing a Honeycomb cereal advertisement for hours because it didn't require the internet.
Which I vaguely remember that. Yeah, when Blake was young. Yeah,
didn't tie up the phone, so it was there. Those were probably. I mean, sitting there and staring at the cereal box was what you did while you ate cereal anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was easy to daydream about. It's like, okay, cool. Play as that character, and you. I remember like awful gameplay now, but it was.
Who has brothers or sisters remembers sitting at the breakfast table and just creating the wall of boxes. Don't look at me. You know, you lean down, eat your cereal. You got the box, the wall of boxes, cereal, and then one of your brothers grabs a box because apparently they needed to have cereal too or something.
I only have one brother, so it was always a little bit more reliable which direction the issues were coming from.
But I mean, the Lucky Charms, the Honeycombs, everything they advertised them on TV, it was all about the toy in the box for probably many years. It was about the toy in the box.
You get cereal for free when you buy this box of toys, basically.
That's about what it was, but that's a thing of the past now, apparently. And the download codes, I told my wife a couple months ago, I said, my first, when I die, I said, one of the things I want to know when I die is, how many prizes did I miss out on? How many times did I drink a bottle of Coke, and that code was a free Hummer, and I missed it, I threw it away? How many times did that happen in my life?
I mean, the nice thing there was, those were instant wins. Toby.
Yeah. Toby wants to know where his free Hummer is, too. Yeah, but, I mean, it used to be, you know, you scratched off or whatever. There was never... Never that you looked at it and just like, oh, it's too much work. I'm not even going to look.
No, it was an instant win. It was if the cap says this, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's screw open the cap and see if the cap says this. You, like, you know immediately, like the dopamine is there.
Take it back. You could take it back to the grocery store and say free bottle of Coke, and they would take it.
Oh, you walk in like a man with a bounty hunter in the Wild West. It's just like, you owe me now. I have what you see.
Yeah, even at the grocery stores, the games have faded. It took them a long time for them to fade, but Monopoly used to be a big one where you'd go to the grocery store, you buy X number of dollars worth of food, they would give you one or two Monopoly game pieces, and you'd put them on your game board, and you'd see if you won. That was a very common thing with major retail grocery stores.
I actually just wound up down a YouTube rabbit hole about a very popular fast food chain that ran a Monopoly-ish type thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go too far into detail, but basically that's not around anymore because of the sheer level of scamming that happened.
Oh, it was McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah, family members. And oh, yeah. It was a lot.
There was a documentary done on that.
Yes, yep. I was pretty impressed by the level of grift that people thought of. It's just, I don't know, I don't want to knock people who designed the Monopoly system, but there was clearly a lot of opportunity for corner cutting.
When you throw $1 million or a new house or a new $100,000 car out there, people are going to come after it. You better be ready. And they did.
Well, they say death and taxes. It's death, taxes, and greed. There will always be, you want people to be at their best and their worst at the same time, dangle a pile of money in front of them. You'll see some crazy stuff.
So I guess the reason why all these little fun little games at the fast food places and the grocery stores went away was because of us. I mean, it was the general public. The general public destroyed it is what they did.
We can't have nice things because we don't want nice things. We want money.
Yeah, exactly. So no more. Now, next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to be every box of cereal, I'm going to turn it in the back just to see if there's any prize. If there's just one, maybe just one that's still giving away a prize.
If you see me randomly walking into this studio with a box of cereal, you know it has a toy in it, and I'm bringing it just for you.
All right, very good. Well, yesterday we observed the 49 years ago, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 50 years next year it'll be, 1975. When you listen to that song, I always think to myself, well, this was just a story about a legendary shipwreck that happened way back in like 1870. It was 1975. I mean, that's still a ways back, but it's still one of the more, maybe the most recent huge shipwreck.
Yeah, certainly anywhere close by. I mean, Lake Superior being the one unique opportunity we have at shipwrecks in the Northwoods, that's a stone's throw through history. That's really close by in the recent past, really.
Yeah, and when I met my wife, I learned there's a line in that song. Everybody has a couple of songs where you thought the words were something and they weren't, you know?
Oh,
and I learned that the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I went through many years of my life thinking it said it was the big lake they called it Shigumee. And that's what I thought it was for many years.
I don't want to laugh because of the seriousness of the topic, but that sounds like some like throwaway word that Michael Jackson would use.
My wife pointed out to me, and I said, Gitche-Gumee? What are you talking about? It's Shigu. I just never paid attention
much.
There
are signs up there, Joel. If you go to the lake, you can see
it is. Because every time now we go to Lake Superior, we'll go up to Ashland. I'll get out of the car, and I'll just say, oh, the old Gitche. My wife will be like, really? You're just going to keep riding this old Gitche-Gumee
thing? You got to burn it back in, or you might make the mistake again.
Yeah. So in honor of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, let's go break the format and get you a little Gordon Lightfoot here.